Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Saturday. We don't know the official results yet because we have one wager still pending between Washington and Washington State in college football. But let's recap the winning card for Saturday. Yes, I needed a winning day. Sometimes you need that for the old confidence. In college football, how about this? We played Michigan, +8. We played Texas A&M, +10. We played Minnesota, +3. All three were outright underdog straight-up winners for us. So nice job on those three. We also played USC, -4.5. They cash against Notre Dame. We played Oregon, -3. They had a nice big lead against Oregon State, but then the Beavers turned it on, and they backdoored us to win the game outright, and we lose the wager. And then once again, we have Washington and Washington State still pending. We'll update the official results in the show notes. In college basketball, we go 2-2. We played some off-the-radar games. We cash on Boise State and Drake. We lose on St. Thomas and Western Michigan. Unfortunately, we back Western Michigan on Twitter, but we still have a winning day, and now we try to make it two consecutive winning days, and we start in the National Football League. Recapping our picks from our podcast with Bill in Florida this week. Well, I only have four here on Sunday since I've already cashed on the Vikings over the Patriots. So my four didn't get a ton of line value. A lot of these moved the wrong way for me, but I'm on the Chargers -4.5 at Arizona. I'm on Cincinnati -1.5 at Tennessee. I'm on the Raiders +3.5 at the Seahawks. And I'm on the Commanders -4.5 against the Falcons. Then I'm adding a first half wager on the Tampa Bay and Cleveland game. I'm going to play the under 20.5 points in the first half. Bill played the full game under. I like that as well, but I'm playing the first half under once again between the Buccaneers and the Browns. Next up, let's get to our prop bets, and this better be better than Thanksgiving Day. I know that much, but we start at wide receiver. It is DeAndre Hopkins of Arizona over 83.5 yards receiving against the Chargers. So Colt McCoy, Kyler Murray, well, it doesn't matter for Hopkins. He's getting targets. 12 or more targets in 4 or 5 games, going over in those 4 good ones anyway. Hollywood Brown is scheduled to be back this week for the Cardinals, so he'll likely take a couple targets away. But with this being the highest total on the board for the week, I expect plenty of opportunities to go around. So once again, I'm going to play Hopkins over the 83.5 yards receiving. Next up at wide receiver, it is Christian Kirk of Jacksonville over the 62.5 yards receiving against Baltimore. So Kirk has gone over this number in 7 of 10 games. He's had 7 or more targets in each of the last 4 games. The Ravens ranked 27th against the pass. That sounds like an over to me. I'm going to take Christian Kirk once again over the 62.5 yards receiving. Next up, it's scary Terry McLaurin of Washington over the 62.5 yards receiving against Atlanta. So the Falcons ranked 29th against the pass. McLaurin has gone over this number in 3 of 5 Tyler Heinicke starts. He's coming off his lowest target number since October the 13th. That was in part because of the game got out of control against Houston. I expect a strong target and yardage bounce back in this one. So once again, I'm on McLaurin over the 62.5 yards receiving. Next up at wide receiver, it is Davante Adams of Las Vegas over 86.5 yards receiving against Seattle. So once again, I'm on the Raiders to win this game, or I have them +3.5 anyway. So I had to play a Raider. I wanted to play Josh Jacobs rushing, but no total was available on him since he's questionable. So Adams here is a very nice fallback. He's facing a D that ranks 21st against the pass, and he's coming off of three consecutive games where he went over 100 yards receiving. He's gone over this number in all but three games this season. So let's go over with Adams over the 86 and a half yards receiving. Next up at running back, well, it's still a receiving prop here. We're going to play Michael Carter of the Jets over 21 and a half yards receiving against the Bears. So I wanted to play the reception prop, but that's off the board for me. Carter had 21 catches on 29 targets over Mike White's three starts last season. They call him checkdown Mike White. Hopefully, we get to see something similar in this one. Carter just needs to break free on one. So once again, I'm going Michael Carter of the Jets over 21 and a half yards receiving. Next up at running back, it is Nick Chubb of Cleveland over 74 and a half yards rushing against Tampa Bay. So a fun fact here for you. Nick Chubb ranks third in NFL history currently among running backs with a 5.3 yards per carry number. That's better than even the great Jim Brown, who's at 5.2. When Chubb gets less than 100 yards, the Browns are 0-5 this year. When Chubb gets less than 20 carries, the Browns are 0-7 this year. Give him the ball. Chubb has gone under this number in back-to-back weeks. That ends today. I'm on Nick Chubb over the 74 and a half yards rushing. Next up at running back, it is Aaron Jones of Green Bay over the 55 and a half yards rushing against Philadelphia. So I don't trust anything with Green Bay. Jones has been an every other week guy most of the season. He had only 40 yards last week. The Eagles give up 4.6 yards per carry. I'm taking the over on Aaron Jones over the 55 and a half yards rushing against Philadelphia. And then your final prop bet of the day is from Prop Stars on the Early Edge Show. It is Travis Etienne, combo yards, rushing and receiving, over 91 and a half yards against Baltimore. So once again, I don't question Prop Stars. I just play it. So I'm playing Etienne over the 91 and a half. Next up, we go to college basketball. And oh boy, we got some marquee games on the card today. We start with the ESPN Events Championship in Florida. We're going to play Oklahoma minus the 2.5 over Ole Miss. So the Sooners are 5-1. They lost by one somehow to Sam Houston to open the season. They beat Nebraska and Seton Hall in this tournament by 13 in each of those. The Sooners played really well against Seton Hall. They limited the turnovers. They hit 10 three-pointers, and they shot almost 52% for the game. On the other side, Ole Miss is 6-0 on the season. They beat Stanford by 4 and Siena by 12 to get to the championship game. Both teams are projected to be in the bottom half of their conferences this year. Oklahoma plays really good defense. They're giving up just 57 points per game. That Sherfield kid who transferred in from Nevada, well, he can score for them. So I'm going to back the Sooners minus the 2.5 over the Rebels of Ole Miss. Next up, we go to the Phil Knight Invite in Portland. We're going to play Villanova minus the 2.5 over the Oregon Ducks. So both teams are 2-4, and they're dying for a win after losing three consecutive games. Nova fans are missing Jay Wright already, but please remember Villanova will be a much different team once healthy come January. Villanova lost to Iowa State in overtime to open the tournament. Then they ran into a buzzsaw in Portland that shot over 56% for the game, while the Wildcats only could shoot 33%. Oregon on the other side, well, they got crushed by UConn in the opener. Then they battled Michigan State to a tough four-point loss after losing their center to concussion protocol in the first half. So I expect the Ducks to be without their leading scorer and rebounder in this one. That should give Villanova the edge. So I'm going to back the Wildcats minus the 2.5 over the Ducks. Next up at the Phil Knight Legacy in Portland, it is Duke minus 2 over Purdue in the championship game. So Purdue is 5-0 with wins over West Virginia and Gonzaga in this tournament. Duke is 5-1. They've defeated Oregon State and Xavier on their path to the championship game. Purdue was out to prove a point against the Zags, and they did just that. Now, let's see if they can avoid the natural letdown after the big win. Duke lost their first big stage game this year to Kansas. This time, they get the win. I'm going to back the Dukies, the Blue Devils, minus the 2 over the Boilermakers. Then the final game of the card, also at the Phil Knight Legacy in Portland, it is West Virginia minus the 1.5 over Florida. So the Gators are 4-2. They lost to Xavier by 7. They beat Oregon State by 13 of the first two rounds. West Virginia, on the other hand, they lost by 12 to Purdue, and they beat Portland State by 18. The Mountaineers, well, they'll be ready for big men after this tournament. Purdue's big man put up 24-12 against him in the opening round. Now they get that Castleton kid for Florida, who's averaging 20-8 for the Gators. The Gators have a solid club, but Bob Huggins knows how important a game like this will be for the resume come March, and especially how difficult the W's are in the Big 12. West Virginia starters should be well rested. I think they get this one. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Mountaineers over the Gators. So let's recap your card for a Sunday. In the National Football League, we're on the Chargers minus the 4.5. We're on the Bengals minus the 1.5. We're on the Raiders plus the 3.5. We're on the Commanders minus the 4.5. First half total, I'm on the Bucs and the Browns under the 20.5. Your prop bets, DeAndre Hopkins over 83.5 yards receiving. Christian Kirk over 62.5 yards receiving. Terry McLaurin over 62.5 yards receiving. Devontae Adams over 86.5 yards receiving. And running back Michael Carter of the Jets over 21.5 yards receiving. Nick Chubb over 74.5 yards rushing. Aaron Jones over 55.5 yards rushing. Travis Etienne combo yards rushing and receiving over 91.5 yards. Then in college basketball, we're on Oklahoma minus the 2.5 over Ole Miss. We're on Villanova minus the 2.5 over Oregon. We're on the Dukies minus the 2 over Purdue. And we're on West Virginia minus the 1.5 over Florida. So that's your card for a Sunday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.